This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2023 Aries New Moon. The new moon takes place on March 21st, 2023 at 10:22 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 1:22 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 5:22 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 0 degrees Aries, 50 minutes. New lunar phase, new season, new way of being. The Aries new moon is a fiery and exciting kickoff to all. We've been poised and paused at the brink of so much change. This event propels us headlong over the brink, come what may. At the very first degree of the very first sign, this new moon has the energy of a colt bursting out of a corral and running untamed through a field. It's raw, unfiltered, boisterous, exuberant, powered by life force and instinct, and nigh on uncontrollable. Any event at 0 degrees Aries has peak fieriness and widespread impact, affecting us all individually and collectively. This one is fueling us like a fast and long-lasting energy drink, pumping everyone up with a vitality, feistiness, and courage that have little chance of fading. The new moon occurs one day after the March equinox, the sun's annual entry into the sign of Aries, and the energies of the two events color the entire season that follows. Those energies are big on the new, on daring, on bold, brash action without much forethought. Accentuating the newness, the new moon falls during a week of four planets changing signs, all of which play into the lunar action. The first shift sets minds and communication channels on fire and has us mentally on board with taking chances on the unfamiliar. The moon is conjunct Mercury, which moves into Aries March 18, 3 days before the new moon and 2 before the sun's entry into the sign. This combo alone spells little time or interest in contemplation. We're jumping, whooping, arguing, and pushing our ways ahead without much concern for consequences or impact on others. Hold that thought, though. The other two planetary shifts not only actively and forcefully drive the new moon, but also pour accelerant into its fundamentally combustive nature. One dose comes from the ruler of the Aries moon, action hero Mars. The hothead and first responder of the cosmos is making an out-of-sign square to the moon, an aspect that demands action. Mars is in the final degrees of Gemini, escalating the fighting words and forceful communication that have marked his uncommonly long 6.5-month journey through that sign. This occurs with Mercury and Mars working in tandem, in the relationship of mutual reception, each in a sign the other rules. Mercury is in Aries, ruled by Mars. Mars is in Gemini, ruled by Mercury. Their special relationship connects communication with action, linked by a fuse so short and combustible that a breeze or a thought could set it off. Some of the components have been floating in the air, or in our minds, or in documents, for months. The square from Mars is wrapping up his long Gemini experience and tossing it into the new moon's fire. Whatever culminates, whatever we learn, motivates and propels us not just at the new moon, but for longer. Soon after ignition, Mars moves into Cancer, March 25th, where it will square, in other words, accentuate the degree of the equinox and the new moon. The impact could trigger turf wars, or fighting to protect home or those we love. One other planetary shift is a factor in this new moon, and it's the biggest of the lot. This one has brought us to the edge of territory no one currently alive has visited, and the new moon is delivering every incentive to step across and look around. On March 21st, Pluto is in the last gasps of Capricorn in an out-of-sign opportunity aspect to the new moon and moves into Aquarius 2 days later for the first time since the late 18th century. The two-step is a gentler counterpart to Mars's role in the new moon. The sextile to Pluto invites taking the upshot of his 15 years in Capricorn, the deconstruction and reconstruction of foundations, infrastructure, and systems, the reallocation of power, particularly intergenerational, the reprioritizing, the simplifying, and not so much throwing it into the new moon, but working with it as the new moon fire ignites. Awareness of how we've evolved over 15 years can inform how we react to the cosmic starting gun and what we launch and nurture and pursue in the next phase. And when Pluto makes the sign change, the new moon has us running right along with bravado and daring and curiosity to face the new. It's worth noting that Pluto's first visit to Aquarius roughly coincides with the calendar quarter following the equinox. In other words, the length of time that this new moon will be running as a background program. The cosmic agent of unavoidable change will get no further than the doorway before returning to Capricorn in early June. As we leap and his visit begins, however, we might be more attuned to other people than Aries' fabled free agency would suggest. Saturn, the planet of adulting, has something to say about this. The taskmaster is only 2 weeks into the sign of Pisces, where he's advocating responsibility to others and standing ready to deliver lessons and consequences. These aren't theoretical issues, but real factors in the new moon. Its semi-sextile to Saturn cautions us of the need for social order as we erupt into action. The ruler of our hearts and desires has a similar message with more of a sweetener. Take care with those you value as the fire propels you, because the future of partnerships is at stake. This comes from the new moon semi-sextile to Venus in earthy come and sit by me Taurus, conjunct the signpost to the future that is the North Node, as well as the asteroid Juno, protector of marriage and agreements. The moon is monkey in the middle to Saturn and Venus, or lucky Pierre if you prefer, each reminding us not to trample anyone as we enter this next phase. It may be a stretch, but we can do it. And it's in our best interest to keep supportive relationships intact as we all rush ahead. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. I host the show Celestial Compass on Om Times Radio on the first and third Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern. I also host lively conversation on Facebook, on the page Empowerment Unlimited, and in the group, the Astro Insight Lounge. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal, and I'm really grateful to the people who support my work there. I'm on Instagram at KABeal and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.